B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Greg, what's up?
All right, so I was seeing this girl, Leanne, and seeing her for a little bit. We got it in a crazy way. Like, it felt like it was fate. We were both on the same flight together. Like, we were seated next to each other and stuff. And, like, you know, I don't talk to people on flights, but we had like, chemistry, and we ended up meeting after we landed. And so we've been on a couple dates. It's been really good. And suddenly, out of the blue, she just stopped calling me back, stopped texting me back, and I don't know what to do. You know, I felt like I sent as many messages as I can, and I just feel like I got to figure this out because, like, it feels like destined, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it does sound like destiny, but maybe she met somebody. Maybe that's her thing. Maybe her thing is meeting guys on planes.
What a thing.
Great. Think about that. You literally get all your dates by catching flights to random places, and then when you want to break up, it's so easy because you don't have to worry about them, like, surprising you. They don't technically know where you live.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Man, I don't think so. I hope not. But, yeah, I just want to figure out, like, what happened, you know?
All right. Well, listen, sir. We're going to call her next, and we're going to find out for you.
Cool.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. So we just spoke to Greg, and I want this second date to work out because he met this girl, Leanne, on a plane, on a flight.
Mm-hmm.
They just started talking, and then they connected. They went on some dates, and that sounds amazing to tell your grandkids, but he's not going to be able to do that because Leanne's been ghosting him. She's gone. Sayonara. On to the next one, as they say. No, just kidding. We're going to try and call her for you next, Greg, and find out if we can get you another date. Or do you think you did anything that turned her off? Can I just ask that?
No, I mean, I've thought about it. Like, no, I didn't do anything.
Right, because people never do.
We'll call her right now. Stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Leanne?
Yes. Oh, who's this?
This is great. Leanne, it's the Get Up Crew calling from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, and if you just, I can explain why we're calling you. It's a good thing. Somebody gave us your number. It's a guy who likes you. And you know who he is. And according to him, you kind of like him too. So he wants to take you out on a nice date to impress you. So the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes, we will pay for whatever date you choose. I'm talking about the restaurant, the day, the time, all that stuff. So say yes. And like,
okay.
I said, I'm going to tell you the guy's name if you want me to.
Okay.
So you know him. His name is Greg. You actually met him on a plane.
Greg?
Yeah, Greg, yes.
Absolutely not. I'm going to hang up now. I'm sorry.
Okay, but wait. Can you just tell us? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Can you just tell us why? Because when we spoke to him, he seemed very confused, and I asked him if he did anything that turned you off, and he said he doesn't think he did. So if you can please tell us what it is that you don't like about Greg, we can relay it to him, and then he'll leave you alone and he'll have some closure.
Basically, I had told him that I was hosting a birthday party for my 4-year-old niece.
Mm-hmm.
I was super overwhelmed. The whole planning fell on me. Everything was going fine. There's a bunch of little kids running around, all good. Out of nowhere, these two male strippers end up showing up. Mind you, there's kids and grandmas everywhere. And I just saw a guy pulling down his pants. He gets tackled by my uncle. And I'm like, what the is going on? So I asked one of the strippers, and they said that they were paid by Greg to show up.
Holy
shit.
Are you serious?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Leanne, Greg's on the phone. Greg's on the phone.
What?
You heard that.
No. This. You, Greg. I don't want to talk to him. You a lot of shit for me.
Wait.
What
hold up. What do you mean it was for your 4-year-old niece?
Dude, I told you this, and my sister's still not talking to me.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. You just don't listen.
Wait, Greg, what did you hear that you sent strippers to the party?
What I heard, based on what she said, there's a party that she's throwing. She said she was stressed about it, but she had figured out the DJ, the alcohol, and some of the food stuff. So I was like, okay, there's alcohol there and a DJ.
Because there's parents and adults who are bored.
You said nothing about a kid. I was just thought it would be cute. You had an adult party to be like, here's strippers, have fun.
Greg, my uncle tackled a man with his dick out instead of my 4-year-old niece. How are you going to fix that, Greg?
Did she like the Peppa Pig? I'll give her a gift to make up for it.
You're going to send her a pig with a
dick
out?
Oh,
no,
my God.
No.
Guys,
no,
this sounds like a funny story that people will say, you know, in the future when they're still, like, when they're married and stuff. Be like, oh, remember the time Daddy sent a naked man to my nieces? Look, Leanne, do you have can you find it in your heart to forgive Greg and give him another date?
No, I'm not having this. I'm done. I'm good.
You see, this is what happens when you try to do something nice for somebody.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10.
All right, you're going to have somebody over your house for a date. The very first room that you need to take care of. Before the freaking living room. Before, it doesn't matter when they walk in the house. Before the bedroom. Before they take care of the bathroom, all right? Otherwise, you're going to end up talking to us for the second date update on the 10. So we got a new one tomorrow morning at 8:10 right here. Get up through house.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.